that's just a factor. It's not the only factor.
Neurological update. Men Lee, 16164, 12313, copy 2. Josephine Wynn, MD, fax 972-680-9163. And who's the cardiologist again?
Dr.
Gary Weingarten, MD.
And one is Dr. Abdul
for the heart. Okay. Please see physician handwritten note for full details. Last office visit. Twelve twenty-one twelve. Comes in early due to falls. She has a diagnosis of Parkinson plus type syndrome. Physical therapy with Willa Frizzle was helpful. She was admitted to Methodist Richardson Medical Center 12/31/12 for hypotension, i.e. Around 40 diastolic, comma, pulse down to 38, comma, and dehydration. This was improved by stopping her metoprolol and decreasing her changing amlodipine into X-Forge and decreasing her amiodarone from 200 to 100. She was having some orthostatic lightheadedness. Perhaps she also describes three episodes that sound like drop attacks over the last 3 weeks. She is standing or walking, she is alert, and she suddenly loses tone in the legs. She falls abruptly, does not lose consciousness. She had a negative cardiac evaluation. New paragraph. Her blood pressure line is 136 over 78 with a pulse of 78, and standing it's 115 over 73 with a pulse of 75. No change in her mental status. Her walk is slower. It requires 10 seconds to walk 25 feet without assist. Previously 8.0 second. She has decreased arm swing, right, grid, and left. She has a forward flexed posture. She has small steps and shuffles. Paragraph, her also states that she's had some bright red blood in her stool and urine. She's on pradoxin. New paragraph, impression number one, Parkinson plus syndrome, semicolon. Most likely has some autonomic, dysautonomia, which is frequent with these conditions that would predispose to orthostatic hypotension. Semicolon, this appears to be improved with the medication adjustment during her hospitalization. She could still be having drop attacks, which can occur with these syndromes, or could also be unrelated to medications such as her carbidopa levodopa. Number two, roll out drop attacks. Number three, bright red blood on urine and feces, semicolon on pradoxin. Plan, I've discussed this with them. I've given them an article on drop attack. It's important that we get this controlled since she's on Pradoxa, and we have to be careful with the bleed. She will keep a diary. I've asked her to see her cardiologist to see if she should continue on Pradoxa, especially with the bright red blood. I've also asked that she taper her haloperidol currently 1 milligram a night, decrease it to 0.5 milligrams for 2 weeks, and stop it. This, of course, would contribute to Parkinson-like features. We'll need to reestablish physical therapy with Willa Frizzle to make sure she is safe to walk on the Pradaxa. We'll continue the carbidopa, levodopa for now, currently low dose. We'll follow up in 4 weeks. At that time, we'll consider whether we need to add the Keppra, though I've done the reading on drop attacks.